All right, let me get to my guest right now, please. Senator Chip Talent joining us from the Bipartisan Policy Center, bipartisanpolicy.org. Jim, good morning.
Good morning, Mark.
Didn't know you were going to have me playing a tune into your segment this morning, did you?
No, but one never knows.
That's true. That is true. Thank you.
That's half of your appeal.
Yeah, well, thank you. I appreciate that. Multi-talented, although we'll leave the guitar playing to the people that know how to do it much better than me, which may soon be my daughter, who she's taking guitar lessons, and I told her it won't be long before she passes up my minor skill level in that area.
Well, that's really great. I mean, how old is she, Mark?
She's 11, so she's practicing and hopes to play her guitar and sing a song in front of her school talent show in the spring.
Boy,
so
I tell you, when they're 11 and they really like music, man, that's gratifying as a parent because she's going to have lifelong avocation with that. And maybe, who knows, maybe she make a living at it.
Yeah, I hope so. Yeah, she hopes so.
She'll support dad in his old age.
That's the goal. The next Taylor Swift, right? I told her she can buy a cruise ship and I'll just live on it in retirement. It'll
there
be perfect.
You go.
You know, I just had Senator Blunt on. I don't know if you got to listen to any of that or not. I thought I would pick his brain a little bit about George Bush since his final interment is a little later today. Any thoughts on the president? I mean, a lot of people have had a lot to say about, you know, just what a great guy he was. And you've had, I'm sure, much more interaction with him over the years than most.
Yeah, I don't think he got enough credit for how he managed the disappearance of the Soviet Union from the world scene. I mean, there were a lot of things, bad things that could have happened with that that didn't. And I think his experience and judgment was really important. And I certainly agree with everybody who has talked about, the nobility of his character. I mean, he reminds me of Romney in the sense that I don't think he was a natural politician, but I think he was such a determined and smart guy that he was able to become a pretty good politician in the right sense of that term. So, and I also, I know some people have said that, you know, the way we honor our ex-presidents when they pass is almost too monarchical, you know. But I think it's a good opportunity for people to come together, and we don't have enough of those things. So, I thought it was all very fitting the last couple of days, and Dole's salute was really something, and I think that was sincere. I mean,
sure.
Yeah, I mean, Bob Dole is past the point where he needs to make political gestures.
Yeah, I thought George W. did a great job yesterday. The media certainly has suddenly embraced George H.W. Bush. As brutal as they were on him during the final year of his administration when he was running against Bill Clinton.
Yeah, our media does seem to like Republican presidents much better after they've been out of office for a while.
Yeah. It's true. Very true.
But,
and sad.
You know, that's kind of politics and always has been. I think in that sense, it's a shame, of course, whenever somebody passes, but he lived to a ripe old age and was honored by his countrymen and women when he went. And you know, that's not a bad way to wrap it all up.
No, not at all. You know, Jim, I brought this up earlier. I played some sound yesterday from Senator Lindsey Graham and a few other folks who are, and Rand Paul, who are just incensed over the Khashoggi murder and how the Trump administration has handled this. And I really need somebody to explain to me what's at stake here. I'm not quite sure what the U.S. can do about this. Is there more that needs to be done? Are we risking, you know, Middle East peace? I know they're one of our biggest allies over in that region.
Yeah, I'd vote against that Senate resolution if I was there and speak against it. I think, Lindsey and Senator Paul are wrong on this. The president issued a statement a couple of weeks ago, which I urge you to look at. And by the way, it's very much the president's statement.
Okay.
It starts off by saying America first, like exclamation point. You know, it's clearly Trump, right? I mean, he, if he didn't write it, he inserted some things. And But the statement is very meaty, and what he says is, look, we have vital strategic interests. I mean, interests vital to the United States in the region, chiefly constraining Iran. And Saudi Arabia is a very important partner in that. And he, as the president, is not going to sacrifice the interests of the American people because we don't like, and the statement went on to say, of course, this was terrible, and we're going to take steps. They're sanctioning the people who were involved, but he's not going to sacrifice his obligations to the people of the United States. And that's what the president of the United States should do. I mean, he's right in that. We need the Saudis in as part of a series of partnerships we have in the Middle East to constrain Iran, because Iran is a sworn enemy of the United States and literally would like to destroy us. Yeah. And so that overriding strategic interest has to be the prime object of American foreign policy. So plus which, look, if we pressured the Saudis over this and it, so much that we imperiled the stability of the government there, and what followed would be worse. Okay, I mean, so even from a standpoint of human rights, I think the president in pursuing a balanced reaction is doing the right thing.
Interesting. Well, I'm glad to hear your perspective on that, because I was trying to figure out what I was missing in this in terms of the urgency of the U.S. somehow slapping down Saudi Arabia. Of course, I think they should be condemned. It certainly seems pretty obvious somebody at the top levels of their government knew about this or planned it out. But I ultimately, I don't know.
Well, I think I agree with you. That may very well be true. I'm not defending.
No. I didn't get that impression at all.
Yeah, you can't defend the policies of the repressive policies of the Saudi government. And this is a case, though, where really what's at heart here is what's the object of American foreign policy? And I think the president put that, in my view, the thing the government should do and the only thing it's really authorized to do is to act on behalf of the interests of the American people. And I will say this also, and I say this to my friends in the human rights community, I support many, many of the things they want to do, but that if you really care about human rights in the world, you have to care about the security and influence of the United States, because to the extent that our security is imperiled or our influence is reduced in these regions, human rights suffers.
True.
It's true all over the world. So, again, look, I concede the sincerity of these senators in this, and this is the kind of debate we ought to have, and I think they will have it. But I think the president's right on this one, and I don't think he should feel, I mean, those who support his policies should feel, you know, at all abashed about doing so. I don't have any problem. I mean, I don't like this, obviously, and I think we do, my gosh, we have responded pretty strongly, but no, I don't think we can junk our whole policy in the Middle East over this. I really don't.
It's a great point. Jim, we're out of time, but I appreciate your thoughts on that. Thank you.